Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Every time it would rain, I sang this dumb little song to my son that somebody sung to me. It's raining. It's pouring. The old man is snoring. He went to bed and bumped his head and couldn't get up in the morning. I'm like, why am I singing homicide hymns to my son before he go to sleep? The boy gonna have nightmares.
Monday, April 7th, 2025. It is the wake up call. Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. Good morning, good morning. The roads are a little slick out there, but the good news is I think that was all the rain that we were supposed to get today.
Is that it?
I looked before I left the house on whether or not I was supposed to grab a jacket with a hood. And
doing a lot of walking around outside.
Well, I don't like my head getting wet.
All right.
Even if it's 5 seconds.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. Are you looking?
It looks good? Like we're probably pretty good now.
We did it, guys.
Good job.
Finally.
We did it. And that might have, what if that was the last rain until next winter?
Good.
Ugh.
I think about that all the time.
I hope it is.
I mean, next week it's supposed to be in the 80s.
God, it's too hot. 80,
no way.
Thursday's 81.
Bring it on.
No.
Oh, Kirsten dunced me. Bring it on. Man, I want that so bad. I am so ready. Like, the fact that I turned into a cat over the weekend. Like, any sunny spot I could find, I was just sitting in the sun. We were outside quite a bit standing there, and it was funny. There was a whole group in my family. And people were talking about how, like, man, it's hotter than I thought it was going to be today. Because it was, like, 76, 77 degrees. And they were like, it's hotter than... And I looked over, and it was just me and my mom that had found, like, a sunny rock.
That absolutely tracks.
And we were just...
That absolutely tracks.
Did everybody have a good weekend?
Mm-hmm.
I did. I had a great weekend. We went to the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Went with my little honey.
If you don't know what the kitchen is, it's a very fancy restaurant that is delicious. The seven courses. There's no menu. Like you eat what they make you.
Right.
It's great.
It wasn't what it used to be. And I was disappointed.
What do you mean?
I was telling Gavin this. Like, have you been to the new kitchen?
Yeah, once.
Okay.
And what I went last summer.
Okay, what did you for your anniversary?
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
I thought when you lay out, because the kitchen moved locations. It had this like cool location right off of Broadway, and then it moved to
No, it used to be Alta Arden, and now it's on Broadway.
That's right. Yeah, other way around.
It used to be like in the most random place next to a Taco Bell across from a Ross.
Not a nice neighborhood either.
Not terrible, but like not
It's not fancy dinner.
Glitzy.
Right. And when Katie laid out, like, the new location seems to have, like, lost a little bit of its charm, I was like, oh, yeah, I guess you're right. And that didn't occur to me until you said it.
Yeah.
But,
now it's, like, too nice.
I still like the food. The food was still great.
The food was great. It's just, like, I don't know. There was something about what it used to be where you felt like you were in on something.
Right. Like you got invited to an after hours party at a restaurant.
Yes.
That's how it used to feel.
And they used to make it clear, like, you can stay as long as you want.
Right.
If we're cooking something that you don't like, you can absolutely we'll go make something else.
Is that not the case anymore?
Honestly, when Chef Kelly is talking, it's very hard. He talks really fast.
Yeah.
And so maybe he said that.
He probably did. Because he said it when we were there. Like you can say
he did.
As, yeah. And me and my friends were like, it's late. It's already late. This is already 2 hours after I usually eat dinner.
Do we want to address this text?
Not right now.
Okay.
No. But anyway, though, was the food still good, though?
Oh, the food was fantastic.
Because they've won at least one, I think two Michelin stars.
I thought it was just one. One of the things that was like...
One's like a baby
really
Michelin or something.
Disappointing was at the old kitchen, you could walk into the fridge.
Yeah.
Like the restaurant style fridge.
Yes.
And they had just sheets and sheets of oysters.
If you're going to lose Katie on anything restaurants, you're going to lose her on oysters.
That is absolutely true. And so I was selling this place on, listen, you don't even know how many oysters we're about to get.
Right.
Okay? How many you want, you got it.
You can poison yourself on oysters if you want.
Try.
It's your choice.
Wish I could.
Right.
Not anymore.
Oh, man. No.
There was an oyster serving.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the same. And I did ask for more, but.
Yeah.
They brought them, but they didn't seem like they liked it.
Well, better luck next time. I still recommend people go. If you can, I still recommend people go.
I would
go.
Imagine if you didn't go to the old location,
mm-hmm.
the new location, it's spectacular. And we met the cutest family. It was a mom and her three kids, and they were probably ages 13 to 19.
Right.
And the girl, the youngest one, comes up to me. Just the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. And she goes, can we play Are You Smarter Than Katie? And
that's
so
funny.
I go over to their table and I said, I'd rather play Married Name Upgrade Downgrade with your mom. This poor mother went from Jennifer Bush to Jennifer Johnson.
Oh, man.
That's the basic.
I bet everybody got a kick out of that. Yeah, because you have to sit at a table with other couples usually. Is that why you guys were talking to these people?
No. They came.
Oh, okay.
They came up to us, and I walked over to them.
Did you have to sit at a table with other people?
We sat at the bar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which I've never done before. Well, I've only gone the one time with you, and it was like a work thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sitting at the bar is fun. Well, good. I'm glad you had that experience, though. I wish it was better, but maybe next time.
I don't think I'm going to go next time.
Really?
I don't think so.
What if Kevin pays?
I don't have the kitchen money. I'm sorry.
In that case, I'd love to go.
You barely have Kane's money.
Right.
That's the meanest thing you've ever said.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
I got an email from Melissa, and boy, did she have a field day making fun of her boyfriend, Brian.
Love it.
Brian
fancies himself a fitness influencer on Instagram. She gave me all of this information, by the way. So I am calling Brian from the gym that he works out at to say, hey, we saw your videos and we would love to use you in a social media marketing campaign for the gym featuring people who are doing it all wrong.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Brian.
It's Brian speaking.
Hey, Brian. This is Sid. I'm calling from... How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing today?
Good, good. So we noticed that you tag us often whenever you post your workout videos. We appreciate that. And, you know, we've seen your videos, and we would like to use you in a social media marketing campaign that we're doing for not just our gym, but all of our locations in the Sacramento area. Would you be interested in doing that?
Oh, man, yeah, definitely. It's actually a big part of why I go to the gym. I like to, you know, post videos and let people follow my fitness journey.
So a big reason why you go to the gym is to post on social media?
Well, I have a lot of followers that have been...
Yeah, I saw that. You have 1,182 followers?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It's growing every day. Yeah, bigger and bigger.
Okay, all right. So you post to motivate people? Is that what it is? Or like...
Yeah. To motivate, to inspire.
Wow. So when did your fitness journey start?
It started about 7 months ago.
That long ago?
Yeah. It's been a long journey, but it's been good. And I've really sort of built this fan base, I guess you could call it.
Absolutely. So I mean, that makes a lot of sense. The last reel that you put up there, it looks like it has 56 views. I mean, that's really awesome.
Yeah. No, it's blowing up. So I guess, what do you need from me? Do you need me to, like, dress in a certain, like, a way, or like, do you need me to do something particular?
Well, as far as doing something, we want you to keep doing exactly what you're doing now in the videos.
So if you don't mind me asking, what's like the angle of the videos? Like, where you come from?
We're going to be doing a whole showcase of showing people what not to do at the gym. Like what are ways that you work out that you can hurt yourself or to do it incorrectly? And then we're going to have one of our personal trainers come on and explain how to do it right. Okay, so you're going to be somebody that does it wrong.
Or no, you mean it'll be like, I'll be the one doing it. Like, your personal trainer will be on and they'll be like, this is how you do it right. And then you'll show a video of me doing it.
No, the opposite. You don't know what you're doing.
I think you got the wrong guy here.
No, we have the right person. Our personal trainers have reviewed they're the ones who brought your videos to us. You're not exercising correctly.
You don't know what you're talking about.
You're right. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm the marketing person, but they know what they're talking about. They said this guy is like a mess. He's a mess. He's going to hurt himself. So we got to intervene now, but he'd be great to use because you are, you know, a good looking person. We're going to shoot yours in black and white, maybe play some kind of doofusy circus music over top of you doing your exercises, kind of like an infomercial.
Doofusy circus music.
We're workshopping that. I don't know if it's going to be the circus music or if it's just going to be like a trombone womp wah, like something like that.
I don't know who you think you're talking to. I got tons of followers. They would have told me if the way I was doing it was wrong. And
I don't know. I mean, if you're anything like my mother, people are afraid to tell her when she's doing something wrong. If you tell her she does something wrong, she rages, and you don't want to be around when she rages. So maybe your friends are kind of like that.
What the f*** is going on here? Like, who do you think you are?
Rage. There's the rage I was talking about. So,
come on. Not rage. I'm just defending myself right now.
Again, I'm sorry to trigger your rage.
All right. What? I'm not even yelling.
I don't
have any rage.
You're definitely yelling right now. I'm going to go. I'm going to slowly back away from this conversation. But thank you for your time, Brian, okay?
All right. All right. Bye.
One more thing. Hold on. Are you still there? Let me just tell you one more thing, though. None of this has been real. It's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. This is a phone scam. And your girlfriend, Melissa, is the one who told me to do this.
Oh, my God. I totally believe this. I bought that. What an emotional roller coaster that was.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com. 106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
This story's pretty nuts. Hugh Grant. Remember Hugh Grant was just nominated for an Oscar.
Hugh Grant was?
Yeah. The movie Heretic.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard of it.
Okay. He was traveling with his family. He has a wife, and he has three kids with this wife. 7, 9, and 12.
Oh, wow.
And you're if you're like, doesn't he have older kids? He has older kids, too. So, anyway, though, he tweeted out that, this is the exact tweet, just came through Heathrow with wife and children. We all have the same last name, Grant, on our passports. An immigration officer engages with my children. He was chit-chatting with them, and then he whispered to them, are these your mom and dad? Intrusive, insulting, and creepy. The insinuation that he is a sex trafficker. And it's like, don't they kind of do stuff like that? I feel like they've done that.
Now, granted, the fact that all of their passports say the same name, okay.
Yeah.
That does, if they all said different names, I guess I understand. Don't we want people to be asking kids this?
Well, yes, that's part of it.
Don't we want them to be, like, giving these kids an opportunity to be like, no, please help me?
I feel like this has happened. Like, as I'm reading this.
Happened to you?
Yes, but I feel like the staff at Sacramento Airport maybe just do it better. But I feel like a TSA agent has asked my kids that exact same question, but they ask it in like a funny way almost.
Okay.
Where they're just like, this guy your dad? Like,
oh.
And like kind of does like one of those old like thumb over the shoulder kind of things. And like, you know, these your parents.
I guess you're right.
Like you're responsible for these two.
Maybe it makes it different when it's immigration.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, I'm that's and probably
if it's
true.
Being whispered to your kid,
right?
As opposed to right out in the open.
On top of that, he's Hugh Grant.
Well, that's true.
How do you? Who? He's been a celebrity. Now, granted, he's not like Brad Pitt or Leonardo DiCaprio.
But he's been Hugh Grant for a long time,
since the '90s.
Yeah,
I believe he was Sexiest Man Alive at least once.
Yeah.
Like, how do you not recognize Hugh Grant? And it's not like, oh, well, he's been gone out of the limelight.
Okay, I'll tell you that.
Just nominated for an Oscar.
Watch this. Kevin, do you know who Hugh Grant is?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
Well, he's very old. He is older now. Would you have known who he was had it not been for this last year and that movie he was in?
Yeah. I just recently known him because of the movie that he came out was nominated.
Right.
Okay, but wasn't so he also in like Willy Wonka, the remake with Timothy Chalamet?
Right, right.
Yes.
He was the little Oompa Loompa.
Yes.
That's right.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
So like, he's a celebrity.
Yeah, that's weird. most people, even if you didn't know his face, you know the name Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant, right. You're holding a card in your hand that says it. You know, I don't know. But I do feel like we should still kind of be a little bit gracious to whoever the person is. Cause I feel like he's just doing his job.
And it's an important job. I understand it's insulting. And especially if it's like being whispered, you know, but I mean, I would like to think that God forbid if this is whispered to a child and it gives a kid an opportunity to say no.
Right.
That, you know what, Hugh Grant's hurt feelings, we'll be fine.
What about this? This is a text message we just got in. What if they woke your sleeping child up?
That I think I'd be more upset by that. This text message said they made my aunt wake up her 2-year-old just so that they could ask her, "Es tu mama?"
Oh.
Is she your mom? I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't have witnessed it with my own eyes. And both have the same last name.
I mean, a two-year-old could say literally anything.
Well, right. A 2-year-old can't wait to slow everybody's conversation down just to tell you that a dog is brown.
Yeah.
You know, but if my kid's taking a nap, I'll go full Hugh Grant on you. I will tweet it out and put it in the stratosphere. Do not wake my kid up. Not while they are napping.
Sorry, trafficked kids.
We're about to get on a plane. Everybody's going to be miserable now.
Or maybe you're getting off the plane.
Or maybe you're getting off. Well, do they do it as you're getting off the plane?
If you're arriving.
Oh, that's right. That's how customs and immigration work. That's right. Kevin, where were you on that? You're our international traveler.
Well, I didn't know they stopped people for that like that.
Are you offended nobody's tried to stop you?
Well,
young boy,
like
is this your mommy?
For Kevin, when he got back from Japan, they would go, "Is this really your friend?"
Oh my God.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Yep. TikTok's filled with a bunch of bad boys. Because the latest trend on TikTok is what, Kevin?
They are going to be stealing stuff from restaurants.
Stealing stuff from
That's
restaurants?
That's not what it is.
But
it's
then
that people are showing off and flexing about all the things that they've stolen from restaurants.
And stealing's wrong.
Yeah, sure.
And exactly.
Kevin, you would be shocked to find out a fuddy-duddy. To use a very modern term about this trend. He doesn't like it.
I just don't get why we could steal from restaurants, but we can't steal, like, in general.
Right. Kevin's got a real problem with people thinking it's so funny flexing their stolen restaurant items.
Right. This one TikToker, she has, like, rows and rows. And me being a foodie, I know each piece from which store.
Oh, you mean restaurant?
Yes.
So it's different ramekins, it's different containers, salsa bowls, taco holders,
forks, kitchen
that
stuff.
That feel okay. Stealing the forks is a bit much. Like it, as a like and have a collection.
But if you've listened to this show long enough, you know that Kevin is not preaching to the choir here. Katie thinks that. It's hilarious.
Klepto Katie over here.
Klepto Katie. Why did it take us so long to come up with that name?
Okay, so I want to make something extremely clear.
Oh. Please do.
I would never steal from a store. I have gone back into the dollar store because they didn't charge me for something. Okay? Wow. Because it just made me feel so bad and guilty.
Sure.
Okay. I would never steal from a person. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I will steal from this office.
Right, right.
And from restaurants. I steal.
And hearts.
Obviously.
Oh, wow.
I steal them and I break them. I steal from this office because sometimes things are sitting around for so long, it's clear nobody wants it and I do. So I take it.
Right.
Okay. I've stood by that for a long time. And I would tell any boss to their face, "These pens are mine," whatever it is.
If
okay.
You're, if you're just joining us and thinking that Katie has lost her mind and this is her last show.
No,
we're talking about people on TikTok who are proudly showing off things that they've stolen from restaurants. And she's explaining why this is okay and funny.
Well, it's okay and funny when I do it.
But what about when you make other people do it for you?
Oh. No.
Remember that one time?
What?
You told me, hey.
Get the salt and pepper shaker.
Yes!
Okay, first of all, we were in an airport in an area we didn't live in. So that's basically Switzerland.
I don't think it works like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we were in the Anaheim airport or whatever, John Wayne, and that's basically maritime law. You have to understand, for the most part, not always, I did just want those salt and pepper shakers. Okay, but that's not usually how it works.
Right,
okay?
Right.
Usually how it works is When I get a little drinky, I get a little steely. Mm-hmm. And as a goof, I start forcing things from restaurants on my friends and make them take them home. And so I will slip it into their car. Mm. I'll put it in their purse. Sometimes as we're walking out, I just frantically shove something at them and go, shut up, just keep going.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to ask a question.
Sure.
Why is it okay in your mind to steal from a restaurant, but not from anything else?
Yeah. Because I am paying something at the restaurant.
What if you pay for something at a store, but you also take a little something for you? Right.
I was going to say, because what I'm paying for at the restaurant comes in sometimes the containers that I steal. But sometimes I do make my friends steal decorations, too.
Like, what if, for instance?
Like a candle holder.
You go to DSW for some new sneakers.
Love it, yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
You're going to buy the sneakers.
Sure.
But you also leave the socks on that you opened at the store.
I could never do that.
What's the difference?
I don't know. Honestly, heaven and hell?
So restaurants don't... God doesn't see restaurants.
It feels like at restaurants, they're basically giving it to you.
They're not. They're letting you use it.
Okay. But they are letting me use it. Nobody's letting me use those socks.
Okay. All right. So she's got you there.
Okay, fine. How about if someone invites you over for dinner, do you take their dinner plates?
Oh, Kevin!
That's the same thing.
Okay. How funny would it be?
And somebody texted in, by the way, it's really barely mad. More restaurants go out of business than dollar store trees, Katie.
Okay. First of all, I don't think me taking the votive candle is what putting restaurants out of business. Okay. Am I frequenting the restaurant? Yes, I am.
All right.
Am I taking a little off the top? Yes, I am.
Okay. What were you going to say about Kevin?
What was I going to say about him?
Good.
About stealing from somebody's house.
Oh, no.
Okay. So
don't do
we
that.
We are loosey-goosey with the rules.
That's your friend.
All right.
That's disgusting.
Here's what we've learned from Katie. Stealing is wrong unless it's restaurants. God's light does not shine upon them. Okay?
And if you're out of your area code, game on. It's Hunger Games.
Right. Exactly.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The Edge.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
You know, sometimes people hang up, but we just found a new caller, 17, for Are You Smarter Than Katie? Yeah, this is why we get backups, huh?
No.
Or is that not true?
No, he's the same person.
Oh, he's the same person.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had no idea what you were talking about.
What happened? What just happened there?
He disconnected. He went through a tunnel or something.
Oh, I see. All right. Matt?
Why don't you ask him? Why are you asking me?
That's a good question. Matt.
Matt, what happened? Why'd you hang up? You got scared?
Why'd you make Kevin look bad?
Right.
No, my fingers didn't work. My phone blacked out. And then it hung up.
All right.
Well, thank God you're back.
Well, thank God you're back, indeed. Because we have a jackpot of $500 to play for on Are You Smarter Than Katie? She has left the studio. I have five questions dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to play?
Let's get it.
Question one. Tori Spelling was doing her podcast and said that she regretted that her sex tape did not go public. In 2009, she had a sex tape that she did with her husband, and it was almost sold, and she shot it down, and Tori said it would have made her way more famous. What show did make Tori Spelling a celebrity in the 90s?
90210.
Question two. Huge congratulations to Eminem. He is now officially a grandpa. His daughter Haley had her baby with her husband and even honored her dad by making her daughter's middle name her father's real first name, which is what?
Marshall.
Question three. Comedian and roast master Jeff Ross had to be hospitalized over the weekend for an anaphylactic reaction. He was having ice cream that had cheese in it and for the first time in his life had his breathing compromised from something that was in the ice cream. Spell anaphylactic.
Oh my.
It's a hard one.
Anaphylactic. A-N-A-P-H-L-A-C-T-I-C.
Question four. The number one movie over the weekend was the Minecraft movie, which overperformed expectations. The Jack Black, Jason Momoa movie made $156 million. I'm going to see it tonight, so I'll post a review for that soon at Gavin Wake Up Call. In Minecraft, what are the silent green mobs that can hurt you called?
Creepers.
And question five, Nintendo is no longer taking pre-orders on their highly anticipated Switch 2, which was announced last Friday, the day before the global economy tanked due to American tariffs. As of now, the Switch 2 will have a much higher price tag, and experts think that the release could be delayed because of it. If it came out now, the price would be $680. So how much would three of them be?
Six times eight.
2. And J2 carried it. 4, 6. 240.
You want to try? You want to try again?
6 times 8. 42. 2, 4. 4, 6 times.
Now, Kevin's giving me looks. I'm being too nice here.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to pass.
All right. We're going to pass on that one. All right. And Matt, what do we do for a living?
I work for the state, for CDCR.
For what part of the state?
CDCR, California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation.
Oh. All right. How we doing?
Good. I work at headquarters, so I'm not in a prison.
Oh, okay. All right. To say you work in headquarters,
I know, it's very
HQ.
No matter what it is, I mean, it sounds really cool. Even if you're like work for the Paw Patrol and you say I work for HQ, it's like, yeah, that's cool. All right. Matt's now on hold. Katie, you ready?
Yep.
Question one. Tori Spelling was doing her podcast and she said that she regretted her 2009 sex tape that she did with her husband not going public. She said if it did get sold, she would have been so much more famous. What
would
show?
Would people want to see that?
In 2009, I don't know, maybe, I don't know. What show did make Tori Spelling famous though in the 90s?
90210.
Yeah. Beverly Hills, 90210. Question two. Eminem is now a grandpa.
Oh.
His daughter Haley had her baby with her husband, and she honored her dad by giving her daughter the middle name that is his real first name, which is what?
Marshall.
Yes.
That's cute.
Marshall. It's a cute middle name for a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And question three, comedian and roastmaster Jeff Ross had to be hospitalized for having ice cream with cheese in it. For the first time in his life, he had an anaphylactic reaction and his breathing got compromised and he had to go to the ER. He was somewhere in the Bay Area when this happened and he joked around and said, listen, I'm still going to perform though. Spell the word anaphylactic.
Okay. A-N-A-P-H... A-L-A-C-T-I-C.
Okay. Anaphylactic is A-N-A-P-H-Y-L-A-C-T-I-C.
You'd think of all the people in this room. I'm the one that would know.
Yeah, Katie gets anaphylactic from soy.
Mm-hmm.
Flash freezing soy.
Yep.
So everybody be vigilant. Question four, Katie saw it. The number one movie over the weekend was the Minecraft movie.
I did not see it.
It overperformed, made $156 million. In Minecraft, what are the silent green mobs that can hurt you called?
Creepers!
Yes. Every parent knows it.
Yep.
And question five. Nintendo no longer taking pre-orders on their Switch 2, which got unfortunately announced the day before American tariffs got slapped and tanked the global economy. As of right now, if the Switch 2 were to come out, it would cost $680 now.
Really?
On low estimates, yeah. So if you bought three of them right now, how much would that cost?
Okay.
That's it, Matt. It's 2040. You were close. You had like the numbers right. You just weren't saying them right. Anyway, are you there? Matt's there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Final score, Matt, you got 3. Katie got 4.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Katie wins. We're going to add $20 to the already impressive jackpot. $520 coming up tomorrow. Matt, what is it that you want to tell us, though?
I am not smarter than Katie.
No.
Nope. 106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
I don't know how much trouble we're about to get in here. Well, Katie and I aren't going to get in any trouble, but we want to report Kevin to the police for identity fraud.
No, no.
Right now, as we speak, he is committing identity fraud.
It's not identity fraud.
Tell us the question that started everything. Go ahead, say it. This happened just minutes ago.
Keep the same energy. Hey, don't try to get all cutesy now.
Who?
You.
I said, hey, can you guys help me enter the sweepstakes so I can win something? And you two, that I thought were my best friends, said no.
No, he said absolutely not.
Right.
You said that, first of all, you called it a contest.
Right, it's a contest. Sweepstakes, same thing. You win free stuff.
And there was nothing mentioned at all about this will help me.
No, but then we said no, and then what did you say?
I said, I don't need your approval. I know your information.
Right.
And guess what? You both have been signed up for the sweepstakes.
What is identity fraud?
No,
right there.
No, it's not I am Gavin.
No, you're not.
I am now.
And how dare you? What is the contest for?
It's to win Lorcana cards.
You son of a bitch!
So, if you get an email from TCG Player...
Delete junk.
No, don't delete it. That means we won.
Oh.
You're so mean.
There's not going to be any kind of email confirming the membership. Did you sign us up for something?
It's not a membership. It's just a contest.
But are we going to get Lorcana emails now?
No, I said opt out of advertisement. You're welcome.
Okay, so that's supposed to be enough for us. Also, he said, he goes, what's your postal code?
Right, I didn't need that.
And he goes, you know what? I don't even need it. And he starts Googling it. Roseville postal code. Mm. I live in Rockland, you dumb bitch.
So, great, another entry for me then. Oh, you do get an email that says, yes, you've been confirmed. Did you guys get your email yet?
I don't know. I don't have my email open.
I'm so mad.
You're mad. You're mad.
It says, thanks for entering.
Katie.
Katie, the winner's going to be drawn on our birthday. What if we win?
Okay, we aren't winning anything, though.
We?
What are you hoping to get?
I'm winning.
Just cards?
A booster box valued at $160. You want a free $160?
Here's the only thing we can do now, Katie.
Right.
We have to retaliate with more identity fraud.
You're right. I'm entering my mother right now.
What contest do you want to enter?
Okay.
Think about something.
Okay.
I'm going to find a contest and I'm going to enter something really dumb.
I want it to be something that's like pelvic floor strengthening.
There you go.
No, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, give me some
free pelvic floor physical therapy.
Something that would never help him in a million years.
I'm so mad at you guys.
Like I'm going to sign up for something that's like the, you know, the non-Vietnamese fan club or something like that.
You're doing this for us.
You're not. We don't care about Lorcana. We don't want it. We don't want it in our lives.
I just entered my brother and mother. Who else can I put? You think our boss would care?
Yes, everyone cares. We care. We're currently talking about how much we care.
I can't wait to win.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
All right, think about your bucket list. Hopefully you have a bucket list. Things that you want to do before you die. And Kevin has an opportunity to take something off of his bucket list. But Katie says he's not ready for this. He's just not prepared. What is it, Kevin?
I always wanted to go to a murder mystery dinner, okay? And an opportunity has risen in Sacramento. And I can attend my first murder mystery dinner.
A murder mystery dinner.
Yeah, you dress up and then you have dinner and then you just like find out who killed who.
Yeah, okay.
And it's like everyone dresses up and it's so fun. Yeah.
What is this opportunity?
I just found it on like Eventbrite and then I was like, what? I didn't know we do this in Sacramento.
So this isn't your friends throwing
one? No. So apparently this company, it like travels around cities and they do these big dinners that people come and attend, mostly like theater people.
Sure.
But yeah. Oh, Katie, it's going to be at Old Spaghetti Factory.
Oh, my God.
Yes, what a perfect setting.
I know. Imagine getting murdered in a trolley.
Okay. And despite Ye Olde Spaghetti Factory being the location, which is Katie's favorite restaurant.
Well, okay.
But why do you think Kevin's not ready for this?
Well, my initial guess is that I don't think you know how this works. So
you just dress up and eat.
No, you have to participate.
Yeah, we figure out who dies.
Okay, but do you know how you do that?
Find clues.
Okay, you do that by every person there being given a character.
Okay.
And you get information about your character, and then you can share that information with other people to help them figure out, okay, this person is linked to this person who's linked to this person. Like, the other thing is, you have to stay in character that whole time.
I can do that.
You can't.
I can.
You can.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm a great actor.
Okay, let's put him through it.
Okay.
Okay.
So your character is an old-timey barkeep named Samuel.
Samuel, okay.
Who one time had a love affair with a madam.
Oh,
okay.
Samuel.
Okay, so.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, mister, how long have you owned this here establishment?
Well, let me tell you, Missy, my name is Samuel, and I've been owning this bar since back in the day with your grandpappy.
Okay. Are you going to be able to keep this up for hours?
Keep what up.
Okay, all right.
Keep what up. What's keeping up?
Great response.
Okay. Do you know Miss Rose?
Miss Rose? She's always coming in here with the new man every time. I can't keep track of what his name is.
Okay, he's actually...
You're not doing too badly. Okay. I'm actually very impressed.
Okay, now you are...
Oh, can I pick one?
Yes.
Okay, how about this? You are like a 1920s, 1930s baron.
Oh,
you are a titan of industry.
Okay.
A real man about town.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, quite a dandy. Bernard.
Bernard Steelman.
Bernard Steelman.
Okay.
Gavin, you have to talk to him.
What's my name?
I just told you. Bernard Steelman.
You're Bernard Steelman.
No, that's my son.
He's Junior.
Okay.
Good recovery. All right, here we go. Hello, Bernard.
Hello.
Never thought I'd see you again.
Why is he coming at me sideways?
You have to find out.
Like, what if my card said you hate Bernard Steelman?
Oh,
but you can't slept with your wife.
Hello, Bernard.
Hello. Who are you?
Who am I? What do you mean you don't recognize Herman? Your old friend Herman.
Herman.
Went to Yale together. How dare you forget?
Oh, that Herman.
I see your...
Herman, how's your wife doing?
How dare you, sir?
She still calls me every night.
Has the phone been invented
yet? No. She sends a courier bird every night.
This is so fun. And then we eat spaghetti.
You are so good.
Kevin, I think you can handle this.
Okay, I'm getting hot.
Okay, good.
I think we're going to the month where it's like a mafia theme.
Oh,
okay, hold on.
We didn't even touch on that one.
Yeah, now you're a New York gangster from back in the day. Think of like the Newsies era.
Okay, am I a mob boss or am I just a
You're
lackey?
Not a boss.
Wow.
But all you right. want to be.
Okay,
you want to take out the tippy top guy.
Okay.
And your name is
Katie's the wife of the mob boss of the other family.
Yeah, and we call you Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes, okay.
I don't have any music for this one, so we're just gonna have to go with this.
Okay. Well, that'll do.
Yeah. Maybe you're at a Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
That's where we do our meetings. I like it.
All right, go ahead.
I've seen you come with me with the request.
No, you're doing great. Okay.
You've come with me with the request.
Gee, mister.
It's Snake Eyes to you.
Oh, gee, Snake Eyes.
Mr. Snake Eyes.
Mr. Snake Eyes, I don't know why you're talking like that, because clearly we said you're from New York.
I have a very specific job.
What is it?
And I get my job done correctly.
All right, that was, listen, Kevin.
Very good.
I think you're going to love taking murder mystery dinner off of your bucket list.
I'm so excited.
When is it? Is it coming up?
We could do it next month.
We could do it next month?
Well, they're all booked this month.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
So I got to wait. I got to hone in my mafia boss.
Love it. Love it.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you will listen to The Wake Up Call, and we were playing Family Feud. Top five answers are on the board. What does The Wake Up Call like to talk about? Number one, silly little animals.
Right, yeah. Number two, love. Number three, America.
And two animals that have been in heavy rotation as of late are raccoons and otters.
Yeah.
And Katie says, we might have been putting positive energy out into the world without even knowing it.
I think that we have been vision boarding this story.
Tell us about what you found.
There is a zoo and adventure park in Wisconsin. And they had a pair of otters that somehow escaped.
Little rascals.
Now, escaped to where? I don't really know.
They wanted beer and cheese.
Right, of course. And they kept, the zookeepers kept putting traps out to lure the otters back in. Traps would close, then they get their otters back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the otters were never going to be tricked into this because a pair of raccoons working, I assume, hand in hand, because they both have hands.
Right, yeah.
Would set the traps off. Oh. So that the otters couldn't get stuck in them.
Oh,
what?
That's yes.
So cute.
Yes.
So raccoons are smarter than otters.
Probably.
Or at the very least, they needed the digits.
Or maybe just they're also more protective and they're a little more wily.
Yeah.
You know?
It does kind of seem like raccoons and otters would be friends.
Definitely. Yeah. Yes. But like one is way more serious than the other.
Yes.
The otter.
The otter.
Is more serious. The raccoon's the wild card.
Right.
Yeah.
And the otter's doing a lot of like, come on, guys.
Right. You're right. We did this.
I think we did. Because this isn't the first time we've manifested something to happen. When a raccoon started coming to my house named Danielle.
Yes.
He was always in the front yard. And I know that having a pet raccoon is illegal in California, but we said, what if he just starts coming to the backyard?
What if he does?
What if he decides to live in my backyard?
Yeah.
The very next day it happened. So we know raccoons are listening to this show.
So this show has magic powers.
That is true.
So I'm just going to say it right now.
Or maybe they just know that we are fans.
Oh, sure.
We are friends.
I'm just going to cover my bases, though, and I'm going to say, what if $1 million just mysteriously showed up in my bank account? I'm just going to put it out there.
Right, smart.
Just going to put it back there.
Smart.
So back to raccoons and otters. Do we think that raccoons were just living their lives, eating trash.
Right.
And they saw one otter get trapped.
Okay.
And then why that one raccoon went back to the other raccoons and was like, guys, we got to do something about it. And do you think there was probably like one big fat raccoon say, what did otters ever do for us?
Absolutely. Probably like, you know what? Let them suffer.
Right. But then there was some sort of stirring speech to the colony.
Yeah.
That was like, we
have to rise. If they first they came for the otters and we said nothing.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
And then they came for the squirrels and still I said nothing until they came for me.
Right. This is a slippery slope, guys. And they can clap because they've hands. This is a slippery slope, guys. Just because our other somewhat rodent looking brethren are being trapped, but not us. Have you no heart?
Right.
And they're all turning. He's turning to each other. The one's like halfway eaten like a bag. You know? Have you no souls? We must band together. God gave us these human hands so that we can undo the otter traps. How are we going to do that? I've investigated it. There's a 5-digit code that must be put in to open the trap. How do we know what the 5 digits are? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've watched them do it.
It's Wisconsin. They don't think about stuff too deeply. Right. Oh my God.
So who's with me? Let's put on some masks and let's go save these otters.
And then the big fat old one stands up in the back.
Yes.
And he just goes.
Because they can clap with the hands.
Because they can clap. Right. And then they all stand up. And then. Yeah.
All of them start clapping. Rhythmically.
Yeah.
Like, okay, guys, quiet. Nobody knows we're here. If we keep clapping like this, Katie's going to come back out of her house and try to get one of us.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Yes, we have tickets to Legoland. 4 packs of tickets to Legoland, and we are going to be giving them away at 8:20 all this week with a game that we played once before called The More You Know for Lego. It's very clever.
Right.
And let's welcome Marissa to the show. Good morning, Marissa.
Good morning.
All right. So this is a very simple game as long as you know everything. Okay. So the way that this works is I have a list of random trivia. Okay. And then Katie and Kevin do not know the answers to these. So I will say a fact and then you have to tell me, is it true or is it false? And Katie and Kevin will be able to help you as well. Okay.
Okay.
Get 7 out of 10. You're going to go to Legoland with a whole bunch of people. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Let's get right into this. And again, Katie and Kevin don't know the answers to these.
Okay.
Playing cards were invented in Africa.
Oh.
Is that true or false?
I'm going to say false.
I think it's false.
I say false.
You think it's false too, Marissa?
Yeah, false.
That is correct. You got 1 point.
I think they were invented and for some kind of parlor for a king and queen.
In what continent?
Like England or something, the UK.
Asia. They were invented in Asia. All right, here we go. Next one. The very first brand of bubble gum was Double Bubble.
Mm-mm. No.
No way.
It was Hubba Bubba, no?
False.
What?
Double Bubble.
Double Bubble?
Yeah.
Wow.
Double Bubble.
Talk about some lasting power.
All right, here we go. The oldest college in America is Harvard.
I'm going to say no.
In America.
The oldest college in America is Harvard. Harvard.
No.
Is that true?
Isn't it Yale?
No, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say it's probably some college that's like doesn't have a big name.
Kevin, what do you think?
False. Yeah.
I'm going to guess no, it's false.
Marissa, you're saying false too?
Yeah, false.
Dang it.
Come on, guys. Harvard is the oldest college in America.
Wow.
Well, that explains a lot.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
Next, we're playing The More You Know for Lego. 4-pack of tickets to Legoland up for grabs. The best-selling book of all time is Oh, the Places You'll Go.
Oh, I'm out.
What does that mean?
No.
I don't read books.
It's true or false.
The best-selling book of all time is the Bible.
Marissa?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you agree with Katie, or are you out like Kevin?
I feel like there's something else that's better than that sold more. So false?
So you say false?
Yeah.
Katie is correct.
Okay.
The Bible's the best-selling book.
I read a lot, and I'm like that. I've never even heard of that, so.
Oh, The Places You'll Go?
By Dr. Seuss?
Oh. I love that.
She's funny. Yeah.
All right, here we go. We're back on track. The International Space Station orbits Earth every 90 minutes. Is that a true statement or a false statement?
No. It takes
how
a
many
long
times?
Time?
Not it orbits Earth in every 90 minutes.
No way.
False.
It's not that fast.
What?
It is that fast.
No way.
How do we know?
It is. Well, I don't know. Google.
Okay.
Every 90 minutes. All right. Wow. This is harder than I thought.
This is going crazy today.
All right, next one. Humans have 12 ribs.
Okay.
Humans have 12 ribs.
False.
We're back on track.
Yeah.
We have 12 ribs on just one side.
Okay.
We ate ribs yesterday.
You said you were out.
That was for butts.
All right. That was for butts. Next one. Beyonce has the most Grammys.
False.
No. Oh, Beyonce? I'd say yes.
Marissa?
True.
Yep. That is correct. She has the most Grammys. Sorry, you know, Kevin, you're not Beyonce.
I'm not gonna play.
And I hate Beyonce. And
What kind of slander have you brought to this house?
You just got minus 5 points.
You're gonna hate. You're gonna hate the Beyonce ride at Legoland.
Right.
You know.
All right. Here we go. The more you know for Lego.
Wow.
Teeth and fingernails are made of the same thing.
False.
I'm gonna say true
because
that's weird.
No, false. Fingernail and hair are made of the same thing.
I'm gonna agree with Marissa. Yeah. False.
Wait, you said teeth?
Teeth.
Teeth and fingernails.
Remember, when you die, your nails will keep growing. Teeth won't.
No, false. Because they're made of
bone or something.
I thought
that is
teeth.
Correct. Like, okay. Good job. The keratin is what fingernails are made out of, and Katie's right. It's hair. All right, here we go. You need one more to win. I believe in you. Earth is the planet with the most volcanoes in our solar system. Is that a true statement or a false statement?
I'm going to say false. I bet it's Mars.
Yeah, false. I
want to
say false.
Yes! Good job!
You win!
I got another one.
It's actually not Mars. It's Venus. But
whatever.
Regardless, though, you're going to Legoland, all right?
My daughter's going to be so excited.
Congratulations. You got a 4-pack of tickets to Legoland just in time for spring break. Stay on hold. We got to get your information, okay?
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely.
We listen to you every morning.
Oh, thank you.
Marissa,
we love you.
Thank you. You're the best. And we're going to be doing this all week long at 8:20. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.